This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. This year's drought has damaged crops, but it hasn't hurt the price of farmland. In Iowa, prices are up almost 8% just since March. That's forcing a lot of small farmers to make some tough decisions, including Amish farmers in that state. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on how the Amish there are breaking from tradition so they can afford to stay on the land.
A long line of 18-wheelers idle at a big ethanol plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Scott Cole, who's in his 20s, pops into the cab of his truck after checking in at the plant. He farms 600 acres of corn and soybeans with his dad in Delaware County. He admits without the land and his family, he'd have a hard time being a farmer these days.
It'd be about impossible, I hate to say.
That's because land values out here in farm country are skyrocketing. Last year, they jumped 32% in 1 year and are still on the rise, just at a slower pace today. That makes it tough for small and mid-sized farmers to expand. Cole's family farm is tiny compared to other farms in the area that have upwards of 20,000 acres. Now, a group of Amish have moved into Delaware County, and Cole says they're great neighbors, but a new form of competitor.
Like, those guys have more of an alliance with each together, I guess, so they can, you know, put their money together to buy ground where, you know, a lot of us nowadays are individual farmers where it's tough to, for one person to put money together, I guess, to buy ground.
The Amish have become more progressive just to compete in the marketplace. They may use tractors or hire someone to drive them for construction work. This group of 20 Amish families moved here because of a bishop's rule at their former settlement that men can only work 2 days a week off the farm. One of them is John Henry Yoder. In addition to organic oats, corn, and alfalfa, Yoder sells organic eggs and goat's milk. To make ends meet, two of his 15 kids have a thriving construction business. Yoder says putting limits on what they can do for work just wasn't feasible.
The idea behind it was so more of the Amish or more of the folks stay on the farm. And that was a good idea. I think that's the place to raise your family. But as time goes on, things change, and not everybody sees it in that perspective.
To keep all of his family on the farm, he'd have to get bigger. And with the way he farms, he says he can't afford to pay the $6,000 to $8,000 it costs for an acre of land out here. So the Amish have to find other ways to thrive. Donald Crabill researches Amish life at Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. He says in the mid-20th century, over 90% of Amish households relied on agriculture for their primary income. But come the turn of the century, there were just too many babies and too few acres.
It would cost typically $2 million for an Amish couple to set up a farming operation with 50 or 60 acres. So all of those pressures pushed the Amish toward other occupational ventures.
The problem of the Amish are the problems of beginning farmers, are the problems of medium-sized farmers.
That's Mike Duffy, an agriculture economist at Iowa State University. He says as technology moves forward, you need less labor on the farm. And while Duffy doesn't think we'll see a farmland bubble burst, he says land values will slow down, more like a tire that's hit a nail. As for Amish farmer John Henry Yoder, he says he wants to expand his farm, but he's got bigger problems.
I think I should do more, you know, just having some family time. With high cost of living and a family to support, sometimes we get a little sidetracked by, thinking we gotta just keep working and keep working.
A concern just about anybody can relate to, regardless of your lifestyle. I'm Clay Masters from Marketplace.